92 Zoo and Hangout Radio, backstage at Hangout 2016. I'm G Merle, and sitting with me is Matt and Kim. They are playing tonight in the Boom Boom Tent at 10 o'clock. You guys are the first ones. You're our first interviews for Hangout this year.
Hey. Can I cheer for myself?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool? We're just opening the floodgates.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the calm before the storm, like you said a minute ago.
Yeah.
Now, where'd you guys come in from?
We were actually home, which hasn't happened a lot lately.
Which is New York.
Yeah, we were in Brooklyn. We had a week off, so we feel very fresh and ready to party.
You look like you're ready to party.
See? I mean, that's kind of what I look like all the time, but just less tired.
Right.
Being that dude, paint a picture, her shirt isn't much of a shirt. Like, I remember once, so she's wearing a shirt made out of mesh. And once you, like, turning around to change your shirt, I'm like, you're not really, why? It's like you're caught in a fishing net.
Now, you guys have had a great career. You met, I believe you're from Vermont originally, and Kim, you're from Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
But you met in Brooklyn.
Like, yeah, at school there.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
We both went to college in Brooklyn.
I hollered at Matt. I saw him across campus.
Oh, yeah? Hey.
I was intimidated. She had a couple of years on me. She had tattoos. I'm just a country boy from Vermont, you know? And then by the third time she gave me her number, I felt like I shouldn't wimp out again.
So after you decided not to wimp out, how did the music thing happen?
The music thing kind of happened... I went to a show. I went to see the Dickies play. Mm-hmm. And at the show, I was kind of like, man, drums look fun. I want to figure out how to play the drums. And so I had a friend who gave me a hand-me-down set. And Matt had played in bands before. He played guitar and bass, but he'd never played keyboard. And he had this keyboard he wanted to figure out. And we just started playing together. And
it just happened?
Well, that happened. But then a friend forced us to play a show, and we kept being like, we're not a band. And he's like, no, you're playing the show. And we're like, we don't have any songs. So it was, it randomly happened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, when you decided to become Matt and Kim, was that the first name you came up with?
That also randomly happened because we couldn't come up with a name.
Right.
Names are tough. Yeah. I mean, I think about... Parents, do you have any kids? Did you have to name any?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for that call.
Oh, you don't? You
me
might
too.
Have kids.
I don't
you don't know.
Who knows?
But it's so hard. You're like, this is the first impression everyone's going to have with us,
right?
And so we couldn't come up with a name. So they put us on the flyer as Matthew and Kimberly. And that's way too classy for us.
Yeah, it's real formal.
Yeah. So, and I don't know, but just being our names, Matt and Kim, it kind of made sense. So, yeah, again, fell onto that one and just stayed with it.
I was talking to one of the guys in the Hollies years ago and asked him about, you know, I thought they were named after Buddy Holly. And he said, no, we were playing this bar in England and it was Christmas time. We didn't have a name. The bar owner asked us what we had and we just kind of looked around and the whole place was decorated with holly. So we decided to call ourselves the Hollies.
Yeah. You think these things come from a deeper place other than them? It was like, how about reindeer? No. Holly. Okay.
Yeah. Holly. We'll go. Yeah.
And then me and Kim was like, oh, we can't think of a name. They put us down as essentially Matt and Kim were like, okay, that works.
That works.
Yeah.
And then you guys have had great success. I mean, you've had numerous albums. You've had chart success. And you also have played a lot of festivals, including you just headlined at Coachella.
Well, we played on the main stage.
And that was our second time doing Coachella. And we've played Hangout before.
Right.
I now have a list of the festivals we haven't played and that I'm like, and it's a very small list. I'm like, we got to start checking those off.
Well, they keep coming up with new ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I was reading one that's happening in Napa and at the end of the month in Napa Valley. It's Bottle Fest or something.
Oh, Bottle Rock.
Bottle Rock. We've done that.
Oh, there you go. Well, there's so much for that list.
But, you know, but then every now and then, yeah, like a festival like Hangout left a great impression on us when we played it last. Kim's been telling other bands, have to go. If you get an offer, you know, whatever, you need to go.
And I don't know. I'm sure festivals understand this, but the power of an artist leaving happy and loving your festival. Anytime when you're backstage with other bands, you start talking about shows and like, yeah, you're like, oh, wait, if you ever get an offer from Hangout, you have to take it. Like, because it is. I talked about this festival for like after we left, just saying everyone here was so nice. It didn't matter if it was a security guard, someone in catering, like, you know, everybody is so nice here that it just makes the experience really great.
I feel like because you can have great shows. We've had many great shows on at a lot of festivals, but sometimes when just the, you know, the vibe when you get off stage, you have, you know, a day and a half off stage. You have 1 hour on stage, and
right.
when the vibe off stage is like not great, and everyone's sort of angry, and everything's stressed out, you leave not feeling great about it. But when you're sitting on the beach in the sun, and there's like, I don't know,
and I think it's that Southern hospitality.
Yeah,
you know, for us New Yorkers, it's like, wait, why are you being so nice to me?
I don't have any change. I'm sorry.
Now, like Coachella is in the middle of the desert out in Palm Springs or Palm Springs area in Indio, and we're on the beach here. Other than the obvious geographical differences, can you compare festivals?
I think festivals have different vibes. I think this vibe here is just definitely more laid back and chill. I think as an artist, Coachella is a stressful festival because there's a lot of, I think it's the first festival of kind of festival season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure put on it. And I think there's a lot of people in like, you know, either if it's someone for a blog or radio stations or that, there's a lot of press around it.
It's L.A.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have that whole L.A. stigma that goes with it. Now, you're playing tonight in the Boom Boom Tent at 10 o'clock and your live shows are legendary. People talk about how much fun you guys have on stage. How would you describe them?
I sometimes I've said this. I'm like, if you can avoid wearing white clothes, because the chances of getting dirty in more ways than one is very likely.
And I love that right now I am wearing all white.
You are.
Yeah. All white.
So, but also I think you could wear white, but you have to get it all dirty.
Yeah. It should be brown when you leave. I'm not saying why it's brown, but it should be brown when you're walking out of the tent. That's how you know you did the show right.
It makes a whole new meaning to Boom Boom Tent now. All right, this whole thing just went away. What are you guys listening to?
Well, I'm going to say I wasn't giving the new Beyonce album much listens until actually the flight down here, where I've listened to it 3 times on the flight.
Yeah.
I have been listening to Vince Staples, who's playing, and he did. Mm-hmm. We saw him play at Coachella, and he puts on a crazy show, so we're going to stick around.
He's playing tomorrow?
Yeah, we're sticking around tomorrow. Definitely going to check him out. What else are you listening to?
I don't know. I mean,
do you want me to keep going?
Sure, you keep going. Yeah.
I can never say it right because my dyslexia flips their name. It's Swimmers, right?
Yeah.
But without the vowels.
See, vowels are having a tough time in the band name world. People are just getting rid of vowels left
Absolutely.
And right. And I guess probably comes down.
Yeah, the weekend's here. No vowels.
Borns, they replace it with a number.
Yes.
I mean, I think maybe it's more related to Twitter handles. It's too hard to try to get the full word anymore.
Right.
Everything's been taken up.
But that being said, Swimmers.
Yeah. Kim, you know who I just started? I was listening to this. There's this band called Stereo Total. Have you ever heard of this band?
Uh-huh.
They're a French super lo-fi band. Like, it sounds like everything was recorded in a garage. And I love that. I don't know, something. And I can't understand any of the words. It's all in French, but.
Do they have vowels?
I think they have the vowels, though. As far as I can tell. I'm not sure about the language, but.
Partly it would be, like, really hard to spell, I guess. So. Now, your latest CD is, well, actually, you have a brand new EP that you announced. What is that?
It's called We Were the Weirdos.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Me too.
And, which came, so it's 4 songs that we made this recording between the 2 Coachella weekends. And there's something about me that thinks it might be the best music we've ever made. Or
really?
The responses I've gotten too. There was something about working quickly and not overthinking things.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when bands become a little more successful and they have a little more financial backing, they can spend time to experiment with things. But sometimes you loved their first albums because they just didn't, they had to go into the studio in a week and knock
and
it
just
out.
Just do it, right.
And there's something about not being able to just refine it till all the rough edges were worn off. There's still rough edges on there. And I think things like that, there's something special about it.
I will say, while going in between the Beyonce albums, I was listening to that on the flight.
You listen to your own stuff?
I do. I mean, we get to write exactly what we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I will admit, sometimes I'm a little embarrassed if the windows are down and I'm blasting it as we're, you know, driving through Brooklyn. But yeah, I listen to
it. Are you singing along with yourself?
Well, actually, oddly, I don't sing along to my parts. I sing to Matt's parts. If I sing, I stop. I don't know why.
And then coming back to her Beyonce obsession, once she said to me as I got into the car, she's like, there's something that something that happens acoustically when you get in. Like, when you're not in the car, I sound exactly like Beyonce. But then you get in, I try to sing along, and it's like something gets weird about
yeah,
it.
The
yeah,
the acoustics, you throw them all off.
You're no audio specialist, but yeah.
Now, your latest CD is called New Glow, and that came out about, well,
that was about a year ago.
About a
yeah,
year ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was early.
So you've been touring on that, and now you have this new EP coming out. Now, we have a guy who works for us. His name is Shirtless Tony, which would, you know.
Love it.
And he wanted to know if you guys really got naked in your Lessons Learned video.
Oh, it was.
In Times Square.
Let me tell you, taking off your clothes in Times Square in February as a man
wow,
is not the most flattering thing you can do.
Right.
You guys can't see my finger, but it just
actually,
got
they
real.
Can.
Oh, you can! Okay, yes. I wish it could even go even smaller.
No, Kim, come on. I mean, yeah, it just goes, well, they can see it. Well, let's keep it PG. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was a cold experience. And it took me a lot to get Kim on board.
You would
with
think
it.
I, you know, being me, the more kind of crazy one, I was not into the idea. I think more yeah, about the cold factor. That and, you know, it, we did it on the weekend. You never want to get arrested on the weekend in New York because you're not going to, like, get out till Monday.
Right.
That's
so
anywhere.
That being said, I was like, man, are they going to let me put clothes on or are they just going to, like, throw me in? Am I in jail naked? Like, that. This is what was going on through my head.
So what happened?
Luckily, we got permits.
Okay.
So they were mad, but they weren't mad.
We didn't tell them exactly what we were going to do on the permits, but they were mm-hmm, able to keep us. I mean, keep us out of any trouble. But, well, so where is Shirtless, what was his?
Shirtless Tony.
Shirtless Tony. So where is Tony known for being shirtless?
He, just all over the place. Yeah. He just walks around
and
without a shirt on.
Is it just a shirt? Because I think we should expand on this. Like, how long has he been Shirtless Tony? And is it time to kind of move a little further?
Yeah.
Please don't put that image out there.
And is he coming to our show tonight?
Actually, I'm not sure he's coming in. He was supposed to come in today. Actually, he was supposed to do this interview. And he got held up over in Mobile. And so I'm not sure if he's coming in tonight or if he'll be here tomorrow. But if he is tomorrow before you guys leave, we'll try to so you can.
Okay.
I think you guys would all get along great.
I think we need a photo where we're both shirtless.
All of us.
I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah.
And with that, we're talking with Matt and Kim backstage at Hangout 2016, Hangout Radio, powered by 92 Zoo, playing the Boom Boom Tent tonight at 10 o'clock, part of the kickoff party. And you don't want to miss this show because it is going. Oh, Tony, I think, just texted us. Did you hear that? He says he's what's he trying to say?
He says his shirt's off and he's ready to go.
Yeah. He's yeah. All right, Tony, we will wait. He says he's in.
Okay. Good.
There you go.
I'm down.
I feel like Shirtless Tony's always in. Like whatever you come at him with, he's like he's in.
Absolutely. And hashtag Shirtless Tony, make sure you hashtag at Hangout Fest as well as at Hangout Radio and 92 Zoo and at Matt and Kim with vowels.
With vowels.
We got all of them in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And two T's. I mean, why? What, am I just showing off Matt with two T's? I feel we should have a petition. Should I just go back to one?
I think two T's make a statement.
Okay.
Right?
Absolutely.
I'm going three T's. That's a statement.
Dude, now that really, you sold me. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This is fun. What a great way to start out Hangout this year. This
I'm,
has been
I'm
awesome.
Happy to be the one.
See, we like to set the bar,
and you
then
have.
Everybody else has to keep up.
You hear that, group love? You're up next. You're listening to Hangout Radio, powered by 92 Zoo, backstage at Hangout 2016. Let's see what's happening out on the roadways, and then we're going to play some Matt and Kim so you can get ready for the show tonight.